ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 8th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have open lines this first hour. This is the Wednesday when Professor McCanny will be on the second hour. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider doing the following. Doing a spring inventory of the things that you have stored up for our future use. Maybe food, water if you store water, tools, clothing, firearms, ammunition. It could be any number of things that you have stored up. Take an inventory and make sure it's in writing. And you might be surprised that you find things you forgot you had. You may not be able to find things you thought you had, which it happens to me all the time. And, of course, you'll find areas where you've got plenty of what you want and then areas where there's deficiencies to be filled in, fill in the gaps. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is do a spring inventory of all your preps. A lot of things in the news. This WikiLeaks matter is huge. Now, how does it affect all of us? Well, it affects us because of what's got loose in cyberspace. This Vault 7, it's Victor Alpha Uniform Lima Tango Vault 7 matter, has to do with the protocols, the necessary ways to attack the things that keep our internet-run world intact and running properly. Apparently, this has got loose, and they don't have control over it anymore. So I would encourage people to read up on what Vault 7 is, what it means, and what countermeasures you can take personally. Based on what little bit I know, and I would have to talk to a couple of IT experts, I'm certainly no IT expert by any stretch, I think that what's been revealed tells me that we're at much greater risk from people who would do harm to our society. That's my belief. Not that we weren't at great risk before, but this certainly enhances that risk. And people need to be aware of that and do what they need to do to protect themselves and the people they care about. We will take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Odds are today that the majority of my listeners are listening on archives, not live. I just got a note from my engineer a few minutes ago that much of the alternative media, the Patriot community, the alternative media, is undergoing very sophisticated, very creative cyber attacks, including Republic Broadcasting. I got a phone call earlier this morning from a gentleman up in Wisconsin. He says, John, I've been unable to connect to RBN on the internet. The archives are still working. Thank goodness the archives are still working. We had issues with the archives for 3+ years. No, they've been resolved now for about a year or more. My previous time slot, 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time, meant that almost all my listeners were listening on the archives. The current time slot, which is for my lifestyle, ideal for me, 8 to 10 a.m. Central, is gives me a lot more live listeners when everything's working, of course. Now, there is a telephone connection that people can listen on the telephone, and let's see if I can pull that up here. Maybe my engineer can type that number up there for me so I don't have to be searching for it and try to talk at the same time. But there is a telephone number that people can call in on the telephone and listen on the telephone. That may be a useful alternative while we're dealing with these cyber attacks. So we need to be creative ourselves, don't we? It may be a bit disruptive not to be able to listen live, but at least you can listen to the archives. A lot of speculation about Donald Trump and what he's doing, how he's going to do it, and so forth. His statement over the weekend that he believed Hussein Obama was tapping his telephone, wiretapping during the campaign. It's been brought out and this is a truth statement by a former Secret Service agent, former Secret Service agent, that presidential candidates like President Trump, they not only have Secret Service protection, but as part of that, Secret Service conducts what's called electronic countermeasures at the offices and homes, motor vehicles, apartments, vacation homes of these presidential candidates, electronic countermeasures. So, and that would not only include determining if the telephones were clean, but electronic countermeasures is all-encompassing to determine if there's any electronic surveillance of any kind. My belief, based on my observations of President Trump these past 2 years, is that he, before he made that statement, went public with Hussein Obama wiretapping, that he had consulted with his people, done his homework, and had hard evidence that this, in fact, was being done before he made the announcement, knowing full well. Now, he doesn't live in a vacuum. He has a team of very bright men and women that surround him, his advisors, very bright, high IQ people. He knew, of course he knew, that if he went public with a statement that Hussein Obama was wiretapping him without giving evidence that would throw the mainstream media into a tizzy of accusations and so forth. And that's exactly what happened, of course. So the follow-up can and should be President Trump offering the hard evidence of Hussein Obama conducting electronic eavesdropping at his residence and office there at Trump Tower. That's my belief on what would happen, what will happen, and what should happen. I could be wrong, obviously, but that's my prognostication for whatever it's worth. We'll talk a little bit about health care. I remember as a boy, my parents being so proud that they had, we're talking 1950s, that they had Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance. They were very proud of that. I don't know that it was used very much. My kid brother was born. They probably used it then to pay for the that procedure, the child being born in a hospital. When I was, I don't know but about other times. Regardless, that was at the time, considered the gold standard for health care, health insurance. I don't know if it still is or not. Regardless, there was no government involvement in health care that I'm aware of back in the 1950s. Maybe there was. I'm not particularly aware of it. Obviously, there was the Veterans Administration, what they did for veterans back then. One of the downfalls of any and all democracies for the past 2,000 years has been the general population determining and figuring out how to get money out of the public treasury. That's been one of the reasons for the downfall of every democracy that we're aware of. One of the reasons that our founding fathers did not like democracies, did not want the United States of America to become a democracy, did not speak publicly or privately favorably about democracies. End of story. They didn't like that. So now we find ourselves with funds being transferred from the public treasury to private citizens in the form of Medicare and Medicaid, supplemental security income. These are people who get money from Social Security that did not pay into it. These unfunded mandates, as they're called, will, in fact, if you look at the demographics, they will, in fact, bankrupt the country. That's unavoidable unless something very dramatic changes. A caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. Is Glenn there? I don't hear anything. Glenn, you got your phone on mute. If you're talking, I can't hear you, sir. Well, maybe Glenn will.
Hello, I'm here.
You're there. What happened, Glenn? Go ahead.
I don't know. I have no idea. All right, we're there. Good morning, John. You just said something that made me chuckle. You mentioned the term of the Secret Service using electronic countermeasures. And it reminded me of when I was in college and Air Force ROTC subscribed to Air Force Magazine, and I would read about these various systems and all that they were had articles on, and he had electronic countermeasures. Then he started adding C's, electronic ECCM, electronic countermeasures. And you could just add infinite C's to that, I guess, you know, back, which makes me, and then I mentally picture Mad Magazine spy versus spy cartoon, you know, the black and white trench coated guys. And this whole thing with all this, everybody's now trying to spoof and listen to and hack everybody. And it's he said, she said, they said, and we're going to have tons of this now, you know, going in and out. And now I'm hearing, I was hearing about how at the end of this month, Obama was coming, he's back from his vacation, getting all ready to head up the Organize for America thing and getting ready to subvert Trump and everything. And now we have these bombshells, which are raising questions of whether people like Obama or Loretta Lynch or Valerie Jarrett are going to be, you know, indicted or arrested or hauled before a special prosecutor and a grand jury and all this kind of stuff. So this it's a battle royale. In a very, very strange realm. And this is, I can just tell this is just going to be just a real storm of allegations flying back and forth for months, I would imagine now, you know. And
we're not even through two full months of President Trump being in office. And it's really, you know, we can see where this is headed, can't we, Glenn?
Oh yeah, there's definitely. Well, what's fascinating? I think Trump has to. A couple of things seem to could be going on there. He could be cowed. He could be, you know, blackmailed or threatened or something at this point. We don't know what could be happening there, and or he could be, you know, choosing his battles very carefully and trying to get, because right now he's not really surrounded by a loyal cadre of people. He's got moles and leaks and people.
Well, his inner circle is reliable, but all the holdovers from Hussein Obama need to be gone. They just simply need to be gone. You know,
I always think about how Obama got rid of all of those military officers. You know, very, you know, line.
Well, President Trump's bringing back some of them, and. Yes, he did. Hussein Obama got rid of all the flag rank officers that did not go along with his bizarre policies.
And this has to be a huge brain drain from the system in terms of keeping all of the units and systems operating correctly. We know that the hardware of our military is badly worn out. You know, with the airplanes and right down to the AR-15s and stuff like that. Boy, I can't imagine the military is operating like a well-oiled machine with such a brain drain taken out of its, you know, upper ranks, you know. So they really got to rejuvenate and get faithful people in there, you know,
Your statements are not original thoughts. So the president and his team are fully aware of these things, and they're, you know, they've got a lot of work to do. They've only been was it the 20th of January? What day was it he took office?
That's about that. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Well, it won't be until the, you know, it's, we're only January, February, March. It's not even 2 months.
Right.
So he's got a lot of work to do and priorities to meet and so forth. But I'm sure he's up to the challenge.
Oh yeah, I heard you know, someone point out that, you know, there are a lot of positions to be filled, but at the moment you're better off, you know, with nobody in the positions than with detractors and detrimental people in there, you know.
Well, before you get away here, Glenn, here's something for everybody to consider. the public recognition of all the Muslims that Hussein Obama placed in high places of trust and responsibility, they were high enough up that they could in turn appoint their own people underneath them.
Right.
Dozens, hundreds, probably hundreds between all these guys. And all those appointees, they need to be gone also, every one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard, you know, people like Pichinik, Steve Pichinik and stuff say, yeah, he just needs to start canning a bunch of people, you know, who are in those positions. Yeah, guys like Brennan and Hayden shooting their mouths off and stuff like that. And, you know, I think as he gains confidence, you know, he'll be able to do more as, he starts to see that he's getting the desired results and people are adhering to the law and doing what they're supposed to do when he says to do it. You know, and that sort of thing. So there's right. hope. But and this is actually a very helpful turn of events with all this, you know, leak stuff and everything, because it might give Obama and his would-be machinations, you know, might give him pause to think about, you know, making trouble. Because
no, nothing's going to give these people pause. They feel like they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Nothing will give them pause.
Which gives me great concern because, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of conservatives and a lot of people who've been holding back. If they start this trouble in the street stuff, you know, when we saw this a little bit at the Trump rally where there was some violence, you know, and if we could end up with a civil war, we could end up with problems in the streets. But I also think in terms, I often think, like, if this ever uncorks, I think in terms of ratios, because these snowflakes are not going to stand up well to the people who stand up against them if and when.
Glenn, before you get away, two or three nights ago, several hundred high school kids in Philadelphia had a event downtown.
Right. Yes, I heard about that. I did.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
We had a transform. Glenn. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America's been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Caller and hold here, Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. So here I am moving into the heart of Clayton. We're going to work today for a number of people, but among them would be these investment advisors. You've got to have $7 million to have a conversation with these guys, unless you're sitting next to them repairing something that they've damaged, in which case they talk freely. For example, J.T. Blair IV, who is, I think, the Missouri Conservation Commissioner now, they've been putting their very, very wealthy clients into a farm ground for 10 years. That was their idea of diversification, was to find some ground with moving water on it, like yours, and put their clients into some of that. I also asked, we call him Jim Bob, but I also asked Mr. Blair IV what his favorite precious metal was, and he said lead. He's got quite the sense of humor. I was going to mention a phenomenon that freaks me out. It is the overarching mentality that if something were true, you would already know it.
Right,
and I get
right.
that all of the time. I was yep. talking yesterday about something, and somebody I work with looked at me and said, come on, if that was true, I'd know it. And I said, well, first of all, just because someone says something doesn't mean it's a lie, but also if you're depending on where you're looking, if they do say something, let's take CNN, for example. If they do say something, it could also very well be a lie. Just because it's coming from a source you think is reliable does not make the information good. But
right.
I got this smirk, and this guy says to me, okay, so what's your alternative media saying about the Trump wiretap? And I said, you don't have to go as far as that. I said, just this morning, Judge Napolitano went on quite the rant and says he absolutely believes it's true. And the guy looked at me kind of slack-jawed, and I said, you see, you don't know everything. Everything hasn't, what is it, in Shakespeare, there are more things on heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophies, Horatio, I think it's something like that. Just because something hasn't come to your attention, I was also mentioning Vault 7. And this guy is like, okay, what's Vault 7? And now we see in the last day or so, it's caught on in the mainstream media, and it's going absolutely wild. And I said, so how do you feel about Pizzagate? And he said, pizza what? And I'm like, so, okay. So I was looking at, there is a protected source, if in fact that's what it is, who was talking about, and I'm going back to what you guys were talking about a few minutes ago, which is essentially draining the deep state swamp, which is, to me, more fun than draining some other swamps. But he said he was saying that if Trump would prosecute Pizzagate or Pedogate, that he would be removing a fantastic number of his deep state problems. And,
that's right.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get a bunch of Orville Redenbacher's popcorn, and I'm going to sit and watch this like I'm at a lacrosse match or something, because this is going to be good.
It'll be history in the making is what it'll be. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, this is going to be better than the Kardashians. Way better. Well, okay. Thanks for the show, Jaron.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the call, Rick.
All right. Bye.
I've personally done electronic countermeasures work a number of times. I'm not the technician. I work with a highly qualified technician who, in fact, he has designed and manufactured encryption, decryption machines used by the lettered agencies. So he works at the very highest levels. I recall one job we flew to a small American city, about 250,000 people, in his twin-engine plane. We got picked up at the airport at 8 o'clock, and we spent the whole day doing electronic countermeasures. Great story. We'll get back to that after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us,
Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
The 8th of March. We have a promotion going at my website. This is to help RBN financially. On the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, just to the right side of me, standing on the side of the deuce and a half there, you'll see an orange ball that says $70 off energy cleaners? Click on there, you get the details. Basically, you mail in a postcard. We have a drawing every other Thursday. The next drawing will be a week from tomorrow. If your postcard is the one that gets drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 of the dollars of the purchase price, which is $215 remaining, goes to Republic Broadcasting to help support Republic Broadcasting. In addition, you could also purchase a mattress pad 10% off. So it's been a good thing we're doing here. It helps people get energy cleaners at a substantial discount. It helps Republic Broadcasting, and it's just a win-win situation all around, which is what we like to create. So be sure and check that out. When it comes to energy cleaners, tomorrow is the day we talk for 24 minutes, but we're actually going to expand that tomorrow. We have thousands of new listeners since December. A lot of YouTube attention has been brought to myself, and these people have never heard Steve Whitman's testimony about how the energy cleaner saved his life and the life of his wife, literally saved his life. So it would be a great opportunity to have Steve back on. We haven't had Steve on for, oh my goodness, better part of a year or more, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's a very dramatic story that Steve tells about how energy cleaner saved his life. I don't want to steal my own thunder. I'm going to leave the details for the second hour tomorrow about Steve Whitman's testimony. In the meantime, I have energy cleaners in stock. I have mattress pads in stock ready for shipment. And you need to do your homework. I got a note this morning. A gentleman ordered a mattress pad. He says, John, I've got five energy cleaners. I'm going to try out the mattress pad and see how that works. So that's being shipped to him today. Do your homework. The energy cleaner will probably help you if you have arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. And, of course, keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So you're risking nothing. I take PayPal. I like PayPal. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa. Check can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before the break, I started to tell the story about my one of my assignments to do electronic countermeasures. So we got picked up at the airport by our client. We were driven to the office building. It was a two-story building, 5,000 square feet on each level. My client had the second level, the upstairs. we knew, or my client knew, I should say, that private proprietary information was somehow getting to the people downstairs in the other business, and it was causing harm to my client. They needed to figure out how this was happening. So we got to the premises, got our equipment unpacked, went to work, and it is a lot of work to do electronic countermeasures, going through every office in 5,000 square feet. And towards the end of the day, late afternoon, about 4 o'clock or so, myself, the electronic countermeasures expert, my client, and a representative of the telephone company, and one of their engineers was in this conference room, and we had not found the source of the leak of the electronic surveillance, and we're sitting there pondering and discussing and trying to determine what happened. So I was thinking about this and listening to these men who had far more expertise than myself, the telephone engineer and my friend, the electronic countermeasures expert. And finally, I thought, well, I need to ask this our client a question. I said to him, "You have one receptionist for the building, don't you?" He says, "Yes, one receptionist." And I said, "All the phone calls go through that central hub there at where the reception is." He says, "Yes." Then I turned to the telephone engineer and I said, "With the equipment they have downstairs in the other business and equipment we have upstairs here and the commingling of this equipment in a central hub, is it possible for the other business to make use of what's already in place and monitor the business upstairs?" He looked at me, and he thought for a moment. He said, "Yeah, John, that's possible. They can do that." So I looked at my client. My client looked at me. The electronic countermeasures expert was looking at both of us, and we quickly realized the solution, what the problem was, the source of the problem, and how to solve it. So we questioned the telephone engineer about how to separate the two telephone systems so that could no longer take place. And he said, "Yeah, we can do that. We can separate the two telephone systems so it's no longer possible for one business to covertly monitor the other business." It was a long day. It was an expensive day for our client, but money well spent. Money well spent. Although we did not find any electronic eavesdropping devices, we did solve our client's situation to his satisfaction. And he's very happy that he spent the several thousand dollars that it cost to bring us down there to that location and do what we did. So, electronic countermeasures. I have working knowledge of that. I've done this work. It's work. There's no two ways about it. It is work. Now, the Secret Service, they have people equally qualified to the man I work with, using equipment that is very expensive and very sophisticated to do what they do in electronic countermeasures. Yeah, the Secret Service these guys, they know their stuff. They really do. They know their stuff. No two ways about it. Donald Trump's been playing the mainstream media like a cheap fiddle for more than 2 years now. And the mainstream media still doesn't get it. At this point, I don't think they ever will. It's pretty hilarious. It really is. What the mainstream media does, how they do it, why they do it, is very well understood by President Trump and his inner circle of advisors. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they're so stuck in their paradigm, the mainstream media is so stuck in their paradigm, that they can't and won't change what they do. They simply won't. And I look at that as a good thing at this point. I really do. I really do. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And this will continue. It's, granted, there's a possibility the mainstream media will figure this out and clean up their act and no longer do the things they've been doing for decades. Rick brought up a good point, and I've seen this in my own family. My kid brother, he's 10 years younger than me, which is, of course, obviously no kid. You know, this is a man who's approaching 60 years old. I recall telling him something. This is 25, 30 years ago. I don't recall what it was. It doesn't matter. And he says, "Oh, John, if that was true, Dan Rather would have told me." Now, that's the way most Americans think most of the time. "Oh, John, if that was true, Dan Rather would tell me." It would be on Fox News, ABC, NBC, CNN, 60 Minutes. If it was true, it would be on those mainstream outlets. Of course it would. No, not really. Not really. And we've seen this repeated over and over again for, well, more than a century when it comes to major events, such as how these wars get started, which I think is pretty major. Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, these ongoing wars, never-ending wars in the Middle East, with one exception, that being the Korean War. Every one of those wars I just listed were based on fabrications and lies and deception. Every one of them. Getting the United States involved in these foreign intrigues and these foreign entanglements in these wars that did not involve the national security of the United States of America. Or, in fact, we were on the wrong side. World War II is one of the more grievous examples. It's even, you know, we're two generations past the end of World War II. But Adolf Hitler is still held up as the role model for absolute evil. Now, granted, the man was evil. Granted, tens of millions of people died as a consequence of Adolf Hitler and the policies of the wars started by the Third Reich. No doubt, on one hand. On the other, he was an amateur compared to our ally, Joe Stalin. The few million murdered by Adolf Hitler pales in comparison by the at least 20 million Russians murdered by Joe Stalin. How about that? So who's, you know, if you measure evil by the body count, our ally in World War II was far more evil than our enemy in World War II. We had some generals who figured this out. And General Patton was the one who comes to mind. He understood who the real enemy was. He understood that the German people were not our enemy. The German government was our enemy in a declared war. They certainly posed no threat to the United States of America. The last thing they wanted was a war with the United States, but they got one. In the meantime, American corporations like ITT and Ford Motor Company and others made huge profits on both sides of the war. Ford Motor Company made tens of thousands of trucks for the Third Reich. At the same time, they were building trucks for the American Army. How about that? But the premise of what I'm talking about is you can't count on mainstream media to tell you the truth. You simply can't. My war, the Vietnam War, there was, you know, we were helping the Republic of Vietnam based on CETO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, and treaty obligations to provide help in their war effort, which we did in the form of training and equipment and so forth. We had no involvement in ground combat. Special Forces obviously was doing it covertly, but until the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which became the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which gave President Johnson authority to engage in combat in Republic of Vietnam. It never happened. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, where allegedly North Vietnamese naval vessels attacked American naval vessels in the Gulf of Tonkin off the coast of North Vietnam. It never happened. Former Secretary of Defense McNamara finally went public and admitted it when he wrote his book, his autobiography. Thank you for that, Robert McNamara. So how many American admirals knew that? How many American sailors that were in the Gulf of Tonkin at the time knew that and kept quiet all those decades, not revealing the truth that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened? So we have about 55,000 plus names engraved on a black granite wall on the Capitol Mall. Names of men and some women who died as a direct consequence of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never happened. Most Americans, most of the time, are angry with what Jane Fonda did when she traveled to North Vietnam and made happy talk with the communists up there. That was wrong. Of course it was wrong. No doubt about it. They were our enemy. Why were they our enemy? They were our enemy because of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been our enemy. It's a tangled web, isn't it? Absolutely a tangled web. Something else that the admirals all knew, I don't know how many Marine generals and Army generals, but I'm sure pretty much all the Navy admirals knew that all it would take to end the war was one bomb to blow up one ship in North Vietnam. That's all it would have took. One bomb to blow up one ship. It was a dredge. This is a special kind of ship that pumps out the sand and silt and mud onto a barge, port of Haiphong. North Vietnam only had one deep water port, the port of Haiphong. And the river that flowed into it brought thousands of tons of mud and sand and so forth every day into the harbor, which meant that dredge had to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year, to keep that silt from making the harbor unusable. One bomb would have ended the war. How about that? Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Here on Wednesday, the 8th of March. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Wayne in Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, John. Good morning. Just a quick note. I know we don't have much time here, but I wanted to point out to people, your audience, of course, is probably going to know what I'm talking about, but justification for what people have been saying for 20 years about such things as the shadow government. People were called tinfoil hatters and conspiracy theorists and all this stuff. Well, now, at least if I understand the term correctly, all that has just been re-termed into the deep state. Right, do you agree with that?
I agree.
Well, yep, absolutely. And now it's front page news. But 20 years ago, you know, you were laughed at. Like the guy was saying earlier here on the earlier call. And another justification was that, well, actually, both George Bush's senior and junior, but I felt that George W. Bush, was maybe, he was middle of the road at best. He was a rhino, and I consider him a lefty. And now it's been justified because both George Bushes have come out and said Donald Trump's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good fallback position, isn't it?
So okay. Anyway, I just want to point that out, something to for people to think about. If you hear something, doesn't mean you're crazy.
Right. It does not. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Wayne. We don't have time for any more calls this hour. Thank you, sir. Top of the hour break coming up. Professor McCanny should be joining us at the top of the hour, and we'll get caught up with all of Professor McCanny's things that he's involved with and his prognostications as well. The attacks on alternative media continue. Most of you this morning are listening on archives, most likely, because of the attacks on Republic Broadcasting and Alex Jones and all these alternative media people and companies that are working to get the word out, get the truth out. That's what we do. We work on getting the truth out to you. But we continue to work, and we continue to do our countermeasures so that you can listen live, listen to the archives, and get this information. It could literally be a matter of life and death, some of this information. Of course it could. So, yeah, the top of the hour, I know there's a lot of people who are wondering about different matters that Professor McCanning is the expert to talk about. And this is your chance to ask those questions firsthand and get the answers that you need here at Republic Broadcasting. I always look forward to this hour a week we spend with Professor McCanning. He is so well-versed in so many things, and it is so precious to be able to talk to Professor McCanning. He doesn't take phone calls on his radio shows. He just does basically a college level lecture is what he does on his radio shows. He has two radio shows a week, that, by the way, and we'll be talking about those shows and how you can listen to them live and how you can listen to the archives. It's another great education. More than 10 years worth of archives on the one show. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. For
but silver wings on my son's chest make him one of America's best.